This is Lancer Radio coming to you 24/7 at lancerradio.org, where you're with Over Coffee. Dot Cannon with you today, talking with Veronica Reyes, whose brand new poetry book, Chopper Chopper Poetry from Bordered Lives, comes out in another few days, and who's going to be doing a live reading this Saturday over at the Pride Festival at San Gabriel Valley Pride. And Veronica, you promised you'd read another poem before the show wound up here.
Here's Green Helicopters. The Upper Orchard helicopter buzzed around, piercing the light blue sky, shaking loose brown particles, toxins, choking the air, the people, like in a migrant field. At noon, the air thickened, the sun sliced it, the unripe apple flew across the long rows, its spies like gunshots on the brown people, spiraling the streets of Sydney, Humphreys, tracking their cluttered ground, their space. The crisp helicopter pulled the blue-tinted cellophane, suffocating the poor people, draining the air, oxygen, life, spraying noise pollution, like in an infested orchard field. And the canela-tinted borracha slurred, "I'll save your spot," to the oil-stained street. The cobalt car sped to the liquor store, and she stood waiting in the spot. A 45-year-old guarding an oil blotch, one hand on her blue waist, one hand tilting a bottle. The sun's light sparkled a green glow, and the helicopter hovered for a bit. It swaggered like the drunken lady, believing she was a parked car, believing her cerveza was for life. And la borracha stared at the green porch, sipped the beer, waiting for the cobalt car. A crooked grin splotched her lying mouth. Inside, she was silent. Inside, she was polluted. And she stared inside herself at night. The green helicopter sliced her thoughts. Years ago, she was a school teacher, taught elementary down at Brannick. The children loved her, called her Mrs. "Teacher, teacher, Brian is looking at me." She'd smile with a squint, "Huh, mija?" And that was all she needed to do. The Upper Orchard helicopter cut the sky, piercing the souls wandering, tainting their lives green every day, watching them with a scope like criminals in a prison.
That's a haunting one. You and I are listening to Veronica Reyes reading from her poetry from Chopper Chopper, Poetry from Bordered Lives. How did you come up with the image of the chopper and the cutting of an apple? That's amazing.
Well, ironically, the sheriff's department helicopter is green and yellow.
Oh, I get you.
And I was just outside sitting on the porch and listening to helicopters, and I started to sketch, and then somebody did something else, and I was like, oh, okay. And sometimes you don't always have, you don't consciously know why you're doing it. It just comes into you. And I'm at that point where I kind of know, okay, I'm going to go with this flow and just write it down. And eventually when you're cleaning and revising and crafting the piece, you create it to what you want it to look like.
This is going to be, I'm looking forward to hearing you read the rest of your poetry this upcoming Saturday at noon.
Oh, thank you.
What has that project been like for you, getting your first book of poetry? I understand this is your second book of poetry, but your first one published. Getting that together and getting it published.
It's been a very long haul. It's difficult. Like, you know, many writers, you're constantly submitting, and reject, and it's just a process. But I think it's even harder when you're a woman of color, a lesbian of color, because your avenues to get published are not necessarily the same. As I was mentioning to you earlier, this book finally got picked up by Arctoy Books, which is an imprint of Red Hand Press. But Arctoy Books is edited by Eloise Klein Healy, and the book is specifically for lesbian writers.
And I had not heard of them before just now. If anybody listening right now is saying, well, you know, I'm a lesbian and I'm a writer and I'm having this same challenge, is there some way of her getting in touch with Arctoy and maybe checking about submissions?
I think she does open calls every August. So, I'm not sure how long, if it's going to be up for next August, but I know that that's what she's been doing in the past.
So a possibility, Arctoy Books, August, check them out. What has been one of your best experiences and one of your most challenging ones as you have put together this volume?
I would say the best is actually when you get to that point of writing that last poem. And I knew when I was writing the last poem, East LA Poet, and I did it probably a year before the editing and other stuff. And I kind of was like, wow, I took all these poems and I was able to link it within this one poem called East LA Poet, which was actually the original title for the book. And you kind of have this sudden kind of relief and realize, wow, I did it, you know. It's ready to go out. I just need to put the order and I'm sending it out.
Wow.
The hardest part was towards the end was cleaning up the galleys. There was so much I had to do with the galleys, and I didn't know anything about that. I was
What does galleys mean to a layperson?
It means that this is how it's going to look on the book. So these are the pages on the book. And, you know, you give it to them, you give them a manuscript and, you know, PDF or doc, and they send it back to you how it's going to look. But there was little errors and little things, and I had to literally clean. It was like with fine tooth, every word, which is not something you do that normally, but it took on a little extra because there were some little errors that were unfortunately created in the process of doing the galleys.
I get you. So that's what people have to look forward to when they publish their work.
Well, no, I think it may have been a fluke, but that's what I had to do towards the end. But it makes you like, wow, it's there. It would be amazing to actually have the book in hand. And just the postcard card itself, I'm like, wow, you know, but that took a few little tries to get the proper title the way it should look.
This postcard is amazing. It looks like a mosaic. It's gorgeous colors. We have bright red, a very vibrant blue, and just an incredible mix of stuff. It's like looking at it's like looking at a yarn painting or a tiled mosaic.
Yeah, Jose Ramirez is the painter to this thing, and he and I had connected at East LA Civic Center at this little coffee joint, and we had a couple dialogues, and it was really me trying to figure out if I feel good and we feel like we have a good connection, I'm going to ask him if he could do a painting for me. And then from there, that seemed to work. And then I said, you know, I'm going to give you some poems and you paint what you think captures these poems, the book and all the dialogues we've been having. And he was like, well, what would you like me to do with it? It's up to you. You choose. And that was really kind of scary at the same time. But it was very, I think, free for him to do what he felt. And he took it really seriously, how to capture the piece. And this is what he came up with. And I was really happy with it. It's slightly larger than this, the painting. Mm-hmm. But that pretty much captures it. So, like, there's little symbols in here you'll be able to see that actually do relate to the poems.
I'm looking, for example, I see a car with an open hood. Is that a symbol that comes up in one of your poems?
Well, you have a lot of jalopies.
I get you. There's the chopper you were describing, and there you've actually got what looks like a bass viol or violin in a tree. Can you tell me something about that before we have to wrap up?
Yeah, I have a poem called El Violinista, and it's like a few page. It's like one of my longer poems, and it's just about a little old man who's playing the violin, and how he plays it every evening in East LA, and what it does for him, and how it kind of invigorates him, and what it does for the community, the people, the neighbors.
A great deal of beauty in the neighborhood is what I'm hearing. He adds beauty to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Before we have to wrap up completely, what would you most like people to get from your work as a teacher, as a writer, and from your poetry?
I think these poems are capturing the experiences and lives of Mexican-Americans, of immigrants, of queers, and giving us not just a new voice, but opening up the doors to something different than we've already had, and at the same time saying, come join me in this conversation and let's see what we can do for not only for ourselves and our families, but for our communities. Because ultimately, if you're one of those who are able to continue to university and go on, you should come back to your community, because that's not something that's happened. And not everyone has had that opportunity. And it's an opportunity, though, that you have to work for. It's not something that's given to you. You're working hard for your education. And that's kind of what I tell my students when I teach them, is that don't forget your communities. For most of them, they're all first generation. And it's about giving back to them.
You and I have been listening. Veronica, thank you for your time today.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
You and I have been listening to Veronica Reyes, and she definitely would like to invite you to come and hear what she's giving back to the community this weekend, this Saturday at noon, as she reads from her new book, Chopper Chopper, Poetry from Bordered Lives, at San Gabriel Valley's Pride Festival, happening at 11 o'clock until 6. She's going to be actually reading at noon in the Author's Lounge over in Memorial Park here in Pasadena. We'll be back in just a moment with a second author who will also be in the Author's Lounge here on Lancer Radio. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee on LancerRadio.org.